Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, February 8th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Biden's second State of the Union address. Also, the Church of England debating kind of an important thing and a miracle in Turkey. That's all coming up. And then Bill will be here with the message of the day. But first, Biden's second State of the Union address last night. He's going to cure cancer, if I may. And Bill will surely give some more in-depth analysis. It was quite the hodgepodge, from saving democracy to ending airport baggage fees. When it comes to the economy, what people care most about, the theme for Biden was the trend is our friend. Quote, inflation is coming down. Gas prices are coming down. Food prices are coming down. Inflation has fallen every month for the last 6 months, while take-home pay has gone up. As I stand here tonight, we've created a record 12 million new jobs, more jobs created in 2 years than any president has ever created in four. Sure, but when the government makes it illegal to go to work, we have quite the hole to dig ourselves out of. The Church of England right now is officially debating whether or not to make God gender neutral, to remove all references to he or him or our father, replace them with more gender neutral or even female alternatives. Some members of the Church of England say a theological misreading of God as exclusively male is a driver of much continuing discrimination and sexism against women. The march through the institutions continues and the craziness grows. Meanwhile, trans rights activists have occupied the Oklahoma state capitol and they're heralded as the great champions of democracy. This is what democracy looks like. 150 people entered the Capitol building protesting a bill that says only men can use the men's bathroom and women use the women's bathroom. Now, are these protesters or insurrectionists? Did they enter the Capitol or did they storm the Capitol? It's always how it's spun, ain't it? Yesterday, we gave a terrible update on the earthquake in Turkey. Now it's over 7,000 people killed, 5,000 buildings collapsed. But some miraculous news, a baby was found in the rubble. But not just a baby, like I mean just born. Like, how just born? Try the umbilical cord was still attached to the mother. Mom and every other member of the family were killed by the rubble, but the baby survived. Could it be possible that the mom was trapped under the rubble and dying and then gave birth right before she passed away, all while underneath the house that collapsed? Could that be the timing? It's unbelievable. The rescuers heard cries and said the baby wouldn't have survived another hour in the cold. I'm Mike Slater. Bill, we'll be here with the message of the day next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. A series of polls this week say most Americans, including a sizable number of Democrats, do not want President Biden to run for re-election. Now, that should come as little surprise, as Mr. Biden is not really running this country. And voters see that. His advisors tell him what he needs to do, and Jill Biden sees that her husband complies. To be fair, which we always are, you have to admire the message discipline the Biden people put out. There's no problem at the border. Trump, not Biden, is responsible for inflation. Afghanistan, a stunning success. as is the record-breaking federal spending the White House champions. Also, there are very few leaks coming out. Joe and Jill are not being exposed by insiders. You may remember Donald Trump couldn't hire enough plumbers to even slow down the harmful leaks during his administration. The primary problem President Biden and his party has now is a perception of weakness and incompetence. Trump may be bombastic and childish at times, but he is not weak. The USA is not an easy place in which to live these days. There's violence, corruption, and eroding spending power for the folks. Even those who avoid paying attention to their country know things are not good. And the situation will not improve under Joe Biden, who's going downhill faster than Lindsey Vonn. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Mark Braditch, Struthers, Ohio. My wife and I are attending the Super Bowl as well. You have any advice on how to enjoy the moment? Get everywhere early, okay? If you're going out to dinner, make your reservations now. It's going to be a zoo in Phoenix, the Valley of the Sun. And just walk around, stroll around, get to the park early, you know, just take in the ambiance. It's quite a spectacle. Dale Dalton, Los Angeles. Outstanding interview with Mike Pompeo, the best anywhere. Thank you for your excellent newscast. Well, you're welcome, Dale. Bill Clark from Boston. Just wanted to reach out and say that I received your Killing book series for my son as a Christmas gift. I just finished my first one, Killing Kennedy. Fantastic read. You have a great son, Bill. He gave you all 12 Killing books. What a guy. Enjoy it. You'll be much smarter after reading all 12. Patrice Erickson, Arlington, Texas. My granddaughter is thinking about pursuing a degree in broadcasting. You have any recommendation for school in Texas that still teaches ethics? Texas A&M is probably the most fair school in Texas. But that's a concierge question. Concierge members can write to me about their kids and grandkids and all that. But I wanted to, Patrice, give you a heads up on that. Richard Varvel of Valparaiso, Indiana, resisted for years, finally ordered the Stand Up For Your Country mug. I resisted because who needs another coffee mug? Well, yours is not another coffee mug. It's beautiful, the American flag, and made in America. I'm telling you, we have great products on BillO'Reilly.com. Polo shirts are great, and I hope you all go there because that helps us out. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1990, CBS News suspended legendary broadcaster Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes for comments he made about African Americans and homosexuals. Here is the story. Rooney's career began while he was serving in the Army during World War II. He started writing for the Stars and Stripes as a correspondent for that newspaper. He also flew in bombing missions over Germany. Later, Andy Rooney began delivering his trademark commentary on 60 Minutes. That began in 1978. In February 1990, Rooney was suspended after making the following statement, quote, "Most people are born with equal intelligence, but blacks have watered down their genes because the less intelligent ones are the ones that have the most children. They drop out of school early, do drugs, and get pregnant," unquote. Rooney also said gay marriage causes, quote, "self-induced death, and the concept is repugnant." Mr. Rooney initially denied that he said all that, but he did. The suspension by CBS, however, did not last long. The network reinstated the broadcaster a few weeks later after 60 Minutes plummeted in the ratings. On March 5th, Andy Rooney returned. He remained on 60 Minutes for another 21 years. Old Annie delivered his final farewell in October 2011.
And all this time, I've been paid to say what is on my mind on television. You don't get any luckier in life than that. This is a moment I've dreaded. I wish I could do this forever. I can't, though. But I'm not retiring. Writers don't retire, and I'll always be a writer.
Annie Rooney was hospitalized 20 days after his final appearance on 60 Minutes. He died on October 25th, 2011, at the age of 92. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.